is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Vinny just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast. The syndicated worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's. Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Alan Busick's on stage. You remember him from Doomsday Preppers. He's the aquaponics guy. He's been to all of our expos. He's taught aquaponics. He comes to a lot of the meetups. And tonight he's going to talk about building your own communications antennas, survival communications antennas, ham antennas, CB antennas, AM antennas, FM antennas, shortwave antennas, all can be built from commonly available materials, wire, even copper pipe, even aluminum pipe if you want. Tonight, 5:30, Ziggy, Sunshine, and Glenstone. You're all invited. Now, if you're a government employee, you're going to need to bring your picture ID. This hour, Frank Underhill. Survival Economics. Frank Underhill, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Frank. Listen, I was thinking about gold and silver. I bought some silver. Prices really low. Want to talk about silver?
Sure. Well, Vincent, I think silver under $20 an ounce should be taken a look at. And the reason being, that's pretty well almost what it was when I first started in the business with Bob Chapman. And it was around 16, I think, and then it took off right after that. And basically, I think if anyone looks at charts, you just have to look at what the patterns are. And if we if history is correct, I think basically that you will start to see the silver crest here in this range. And remember, and listeners, that producers have their costs as well that they are profitable on. And if a company closes down a mine because of low metal prices, it doesn't mean necessarily they're going out of business. They're just not producing. And that being said, they still have, you know, reserves in the ground. But what is the calculation? And so, you know, therefore, I think a lot of these, you know, companies though were making money with $12, $15 silver. So who can really, you know, predict where the price of this metal is going to drift off? However, one thing interesting is that the U.S. dollar is heading towards 81 on the NYBOT now. And I think just watch what the U.S. dollar does. I think we're going to have a lot of news this week, quantitative easing, European news, unemployment figures, and all that other stuff. So just stay tuned.
Frank, you just you mentioned that when a mine closes down, it does not mean that the metal goes away. So what we're talking about is if the mine does have metal in the ground, it is still there. It is still extractable. And the company, just because they closed down a mine does not mean the company itself went out of business. It doesn't mean the shareholders, the owners, have lost their position, does it?
No, it doesn't. And basically, you just, and if anyone has patience, you just have to wait for the dollar to go lower and for the metal to move up higher.
Okay, I just checked the current price of silver. It's at $19.66 an ounce. Pretty low. Very attractive to me. I bought some, and I bought some when it was a dollar or so, maybe a dollar and a half higher than that. I'm still comfortable with it. And I'm looking at it. I mean, I have a bag of it right here in the studio with me. I did something that I normally don't do, but the price was so attractive. I bought some 1 ounce rounds. So normally I don't buy rounds, and I also bought some Morgan bars, and these are about the size of a domino, but they're a little, sliced a lot thinner than that. And I bought some of those. So normally I just like silver dollars, but in terms of silver. But the price was so attractive on these rounds that I decided to buy them and just put them away. And the more I think about it, the more I distrust banks. And that's something I'd like to talk about too, Frank, during this 1 hour we have together. The people distrust each other more and more. Have you noticed that?
Well, actually, where I was on the weekend, I was sitting with a group of people, and they are in the notion that just what you're just saying, exactly, that it's very difficult to trust people. People just basically I think that it is difficult, and you really don't know who your neighbor is. And I think as a population, we're probably more divided than ever because everybody has their own agenda to push. It's like in that TV series Walking Dead, where you have two camps and they just duke it out for control of something. And I think that's as a society of what you're seeing here.
Well, what I'm looking at is, got a post on the website. It says, Americans no longer trust each other. It took years, and this is my comment, it took years of corporate greed and government lies to bring us to this point. And the article goes on to say, Americans don't trust each other. We have, it's more than just the loss of faith in big institutions, such as government or the church, or even Wall Street, of course, but we've lost trust in our fellow Americans. The loss of, or the trust has been quietly draining away. And it says that only one third of Americans say that most people can be trusted. Now, in 1972, this article says that about half of us felt that we could be trusted. So now, at this point, two-thirds of us say that you can't be too careful dealing with other people. That's really a bad sign, and I'll tell you why. To me, that would stem economic growth. That would be a problem for business. If you work in a large corporation, and you don't trust the people next to you, across the aisle, on the other floor above you or below you, and if you're not working as a team, that company will not do very well. You lose the efficiency, a lot of efficiency, when there's distrust. And I think that is one of the reasons that America is spiraling down into the abyss economically. Here's another way of looking at it. If you look at any street, there are cameras on the road, there are cameras on businesses, everybody's watching each other. That's not a sign of trust. That's a sign of distrust. More and more surveillance, more and more spying, more and more listening in on phone conversations, texts, tweets, emails. All of that, Frank, if you look at it, I think is something that we need to fix immediately in order to have a hope of turning America around. And it's going to have to start with young people, in my opinion, because the young people have not yet been, I'm talking about very, very young, four-year-olds, because they haven't learned distrust yet. Do you tend to agree with what I said, Frank?
There's a lot of that, and you know, I think a lot of it has to do with so much uncertainty out there. Like I was watching the Drudge there, and they're saying Amazon is going to be able to send packages to your door via drones. And it's getting goods shipped to consumers quicker. You have longer sales. Every day you have sell, buying, you know, merchandising, a constant. But now they say they can bring it to your door in 30 minutes. Well, unless you're going to a store, I'm not really that desperate to get anything within 30 minutes. But everything just seems to be a constant rush. And I think this is their way of trying to inflate the economy. Since we can't accelerate sales, we can accelerate delivery times on sales. And I think that's what we're starting to see here now. And you have this big, you know, consumerism. Just when I was driving into California, you know, last week, you see all these stores at night. Basically, people lined up around the block. Like, people are very desperate. Like, they're trying to get some vaccine from some killing agent in the atmosphere. And basically, you're just seeing this hordes of people. Like, where do they all come from?
Really good point. None of our family went shopping over the Thanksgiving holiday. Nobody had any desire to fight it out on Black Friday, and no one had any desire to get a 40 or a 60-inch television. I don't know why we would want one, but we had no desire. But even the distrust there, I mean, people had items in their hands that they were buying, and other people were ripping the merchandise out of their hands. Tasers were used, knives were used, fists were used, people were shot. People fought over parking spaces in the parking lot. You know, Walmart seems to attract, you know, the lowest common denominator of shopper. It's sad. It's really sad. I remember shopping, and whoever picked it up first, it was theirs. I mean, you didn't rip something out of somebody's hand. It's crazy. America's spiraling down socially, morally, financially, and I put a lot of the blame right square at the federal government, teaching us to not trust anybody. They don't trust us. They even have henchmen called IRS agents to prove it. We'll be right back, Frank Underhill and I, right after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Frank Underhill's with us, and we're talking about Black Friday, and there's another post that says Americans display the Christmas spirit. Cops in riot gear, tasers, stabbings, fist fights, and now shooting are part of the Christmas season. American greed ignited by Best Buy, Walmart, Kmart, Macy's, Target, JCPenney, Kohl's, Sears, and a whole bunch more. And what they're doing is they're trying to have you wait outside. Wait outside the store until they open those doors. They even call it doorbusters. Why would they call it doorbusters? Because that's what they're trying to get you to do. To storm in to the store. And then they wonder why. Why people are so violent. They engineer it. So, the Black Friday brawls in the stores, in the parking lots. So what happened is there was there were outbreaks all over the United States of violence as shoppers clashed over reduced priced goods. In Virginia, the police reported a stabbing. Two men got into a fight in a parking lot. Over what? A parking space. Now, do you think they would have fought over that parking space the day before? In Las Vegas, a thief shot a shopper. Yeah, this guy was carrying a television from his car. He just bought it to his apartment. And he got shot because two guys engineered the theft of his television. And he got shot in the leg trying to get his TV back. And in Chicago, a man was shot when he was tussling with a police officer. Of course, there are plenty of brawls in Walmart. Some of these Rawls are on YouTube. You go to usapreparers.com and you can read the post. Frank, it's out of control. These are all symptoms of society in decline.
I quite agree. And when you look at the behavior out there over what you said about the television set, it's really, really concerning to people like yourself and me that have loved ones, and it's just a big scavenger mentality that's consuming the country right now.
What is so important? I hate to say it this way, and please don't take this wrong, class. What is so important about buying presents for Christmas that it requires the exact opposite of the Christmas spirit? You know, Christmas is supposed to be a time where you are thankful for what you have. It's a religious holiday. It's a time for family. It's a time for reflection. It's a time for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what this is about. It is not about mayhem. It's not about stealing merchandise out of other people's hands, fighting over parking spaces. For what? So you can get a present to give to somebody else? Is that what you think when you rip that merchandise out of someone else's hands in the store? And you can give it to someone else and say, I bought this for you. It's crazy.
Vincent, there was a Mall of America, and a guy was threw $1,001 bills down on crowds below, and they thank him by throwing him out of the mall for a year and calling the cops and whatnot. And, you know, this guy was throwing, you know, $1,000 bills down on people while Christmas carolers were singing below. What would be wrong with him, you know, paying it forward? You know, somebody can collect $2 or $3 and go and buy a nice cup of hot coffee or a hot chocolate. You know, I don't see what the problem is.
So you're saying that this man threw some money down in a gesture to be nice.
Right.
And he got thrown out of the mall.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, yes.
It reminds me of something that someone else and I did back in 1980. I'll tell you that story when we get back. Similar story. Very, very similar. I'll tell you what the reaction was when we come back. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's kind of a funny story. Back in the early 1980s, I was a founder of a satellite communications manufacturing company. We made the receivers, satellite communications receivers, in the pioneer days of those big satellite antenna and receiver systems. And we, two of us were giving a seminar, Andy and I. Andy was the chief of engineering. And it was at the Holiday Inn, at the largest convention center Holiday Inn has in the United States. The room was huge. Theater arrangement, comfortable seating, probably 500 people minimum in that room. And what we did was we're talking about equipment and the quality that you needed to have in those days in order to have reliable communications. And Andy took $101 bills, stuffed them between his belt and his shirt, behind his suit coat. And he walked up and down the aisle with the microphone. And he said, now, when it comes to your money, invest your money. And he grabbed those $101 bills and he threw them up in the air into the crowd. And they rained down. People jumped over seats. They were willing to rip their clothes. It was chaos over $1 bills. And there were only 100 of them. Yeah, they were worth a little bit more back in the early 1980s. But still, we couldn't believe the frenzy that that caused. So I just wanted to share that with you, Frank. We tried that a long time ago. And it caused chaos. And we just said, invest your money. Don't throw it away. It was just $1 bills. So I can kind of visualize, without even seeing it, what happened when you're talking about these bills raining, these Federal Reserve notes raining down in the mall. Interesting. What do you think about the shooting that went on in Las Vegas with a man carrying his TV to his apartment and his TV being stolen?
Nothing surprises me of the lawlessness in these areas, and I think that being said, we have a lot of crime here, and it's nothing short of a miracle that we're able to live here generally unabated. But I think we tipped earlier. In earlier programs, I think the key to evading is just simply people not knowing you're here. And I think if you broadcast, like this gentleman with the television set, he's saying, I have a TV. Well, there's people who do maraud and comb neighborhoods looking for prey, and they can take this TV, they can take a life. And they can take the TV to a dealer and get $30 and buy some narcotic with it. And this is what people are doing for kicks these days. And it's very common. Our jails here are very full with people actually who are doing heavy time for doing, stupid things. And no one's life is worth a television set. You know, that person might have children, a wife, a family, a mother, a father, something. And for someone to take that away for a TV, or in some cases, they take a life and it's for naught, where there's nothing there. So it's dreadful. But I don't think more law enforcement is the answer. I think people need to be basically their own police. Like where I live in my community, everybody watches out for one another. And, we have a block captain that keeps an eye on everything, and we have patrols. And, make sure no one jumps the wall, because we have a lot of aged citizens in my HOA. So I think that's the way to live, actually.
So you live in a walled-in community?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. So what happens if someone were to hop the wall or climb the wall, get over the wall and started walking around? Would
call the police.
And how long would it take for them to get there?
Probably 2 minutes, I think. They're they're very quick.
Yeah. Okay, it's nothing like that here. Okay, here it's an hour and a half.
And they even have the gate code to get into the gate.
Okay. Boy, it's pretty wild that. It's actually sad, Frank, that you have to have it. A gate around your community. Is crime really that bad?
Well, it is. It does happen, and you just have to be aware. But what the gate does do, it's not going to stop someone from jumping a wall. But what it does do is it curtails a lot of looky-loos and drive-through traffic, basically. And that's what it does.
And I guess it also keeps people from racing out of the gate if the gate's closed with that television set, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and right away, thieves aren't going to steal if they can't lift it out. So in that regard, a gate is good. And like I said, there's people out walking dogs at night. There's people, you know, that are insomniac, that are up all hours of the day, basically, or night. And generally, it is safe there. I haven't heard of any incidents since I've been there. But I urge neighbors, just be vigilant and just stick your head out the door every now and again. It doesn't hurt. Look both sides down the lane.
Well, Frank, it looks like we've got David from San Francisco. You're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli.
Yeah, hey, Frank and Vincent.
Good morning, David.
Pretty good. You know, I heard you talking about that old god of mammon as you were talking about the craziness of buying presents before Christmas. And, yeah, I'm glad you took that tack about what's it got to do with Jesus' birthday. I mean, this is... It's really sad when a country allows its advertisers to go so stark raven mad that they basically, you know, deflower the nation with its over expenditure on a, you know, we've had a number of bad economic years, and to get people to go crazy and spend their last money on stupid items rather than reinvest in their own lives again is pretty profoundly sad. We need some economic training in grade school, it sounds like.
And David, what about the big hangover bill that comes in that rolls around in January and then you spend the rest of the year trying to pay it off?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the economic security in that?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the whole idea that the very word investment is lost. You know, are the Christmas presents used to invest in the family, invest in the future, invest in the society, or are they just cheap trinkets made by slaves on the other side of an ocean? And so the idea of an investment is totally lost. You know, even Jesus was talking about investing in each other, investing in society, investing in love, investing in you know, the camaraderie of a town. And the idea that we're instead looking at each other before breaking down a door, looking at each other as enemies because we want to buy some, you know, grab some cheap trinket at. What did you say? They save $10 and they wait 8 hours to save $10?
Well, they also do that in the parking lots when they drive around looking for that closest parking space. It's exact opposite of what I do. If the parking lot is hilly, I park on top of the hill so that the car that might park next to me, when they open their door, the door won't go slamming into the side of my vehicle and dent my vehicle. I just grab the farthest parking spot I can find. It's reasonable to walk to the, you know, the entrance of the store, and that's the one I take, far away from everybody else. I'm not willing to fight it out. I just am not. And you mentioned, Frank, January. January, the end of January when it's freezing cold, early part of February, I think, is the best time to buy a vehicle because you're the only guy looking. They haven't seen a customer for a month and a half. So I think that's the time to buy a used vehicle, and that's all I do buy is used vehicles. And I think it's also a good time to move the exchange of presents if you're going to buy them. Buy them after Christmas when they're marked way down. That's the time to buy them. Don't get involved in the mayhem and the celebration of a specific day that is supposed to be a religious holiday, not a marketing bonanza. So I would suggest that all of our class defer, if you're going to buy something for as a present for someone in your family, just shift it to after Christmas, maybe early February. What do you guys think?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that when you think about if you really wanted to do somebody a good present, you'd help them pay their real estate taxes so they don't lose their house for the next year. But they'd appreciate that present.
Yes, I've done something similar. I haven't done the taxes, but I have paid the mortgage payments for people. And what our family did when we were in the computer business is we would collect all the upgrades, the parts that were left over from upgrades all year long when we were manufacturing computers. And we would tell our customers, they would say, well, just keep these parts. And we'd say, well, here's what we're going to do with them. And we'd tell them up front that if you don't want to keep the old parts, we will build computers out of a collection of old parts from a whole bunch of different customers, and we will supply everything else that's needed, the cases, the power supplies, the keyboards, and so forth, to make complete computers. And then we will distribute them anonymously to people we know who need them for their children's education throughout our community. And that's what we did. We would leave them on the front steps of houses where we knew that people needed computers and couldn't afford them. That was our plan. And so I absolutely agree with you, David. Great plan. Do you want to hold to the other side of the break? Or
No. I'm going to get all radical and say happy holidays. Yeah, good week.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank, I'm looking at a post-it at USAPrepares.com. 6% approval rating for Congress. Now, 6%. 6% of us think Congress is doing okay. Now, that's lower than the previous low position that was held by used car salesmen. Used car salesmen were the bottom ranking in these surveys about, you know, distrust. More people distrusted used car salesmen than any other category of occupation. But no longer. No longer. That has been replaced by the United States Congress. Only 6% of us approve of what Congress is doing and how they're doing it. And what I want to know is, are those 6% brain dead? Unbelievable. How can anybody approve of what Congress is doing? Those boneheads are destroying our country. You know what would be really fun? If one of those Congress critters dared to show up at a meetup or at the Get Prepared Expo, that would be amazing. That would be a sight to see. That person would be booed and heckled. It'd be unbelievable. That'd be a lot of fun. So I invite one of you Congress critters to come to the meetup tonight. I will approve your admission to the meetup, but you will be bruised. Frank, oil prices, what do you think?
Well, you're seeing oil is on a bit of a sag here, you know, well below 100, but you don't see the oil prices really moving up a whole heck of a lot. And you see gas prices basically high. When I was in California, you're seeing like $4 a gallon still. Here in Nevada, it's still like $3.30.
Wow. It's
and yet you see oil down, but you see gas prices still up. Now, is that a mechanism of taxation or manipulation? Who knows?
Well, in Missouri, unleaded regular is about $2.95 a gallon right now. So you're saying that in California it's about $1.05 higher?
Yes.
That's significant. Now, California fuel has always been higher than the rest of the country, well, or most of the country. Not all the country, but New York is pretty high. Sometimes Atlanta is pretty high. But California is traditionally higher than most of the country. All right. Frank, what do you think we should do with silver right now? Do you think what I'm doing is right, or do you take exception to me buying silver at this point in time?
Well, you're basically a value picker, and I don't think price really matters where it's at, because people who buy silver or buy gold, they're generally duration investors. And whether you got it, you know, low or you got it high, chances are you're probably not going to sell it. So right, whatever price you jump in is it's irrelevant, because you don't have short-term investment horizons with it.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, Frank, you're absolutely right. I have almost every silver dollar that I've ever had. My aunt bought me, you know, one silver dollar for each year I was born. So when I was 2, she gave me 2. When I was 3, she gave me 3. When I was 4, she gave me 4, and so forth. She stopped when I was 10. She said it was getting too expensive. But so I still have all of those. And the only ones that I don't have are ones that I traded up for better quality. Other than that, I still have them all. And I have no plan on liquidating them, unless I get in financial trouble or something like that. Other than that, I mean, they're to keep and pass on for generations and generations. And people say, wow, America, that was a country? Really? Huh. And pennies? I have about 100,000 pennies. I suggest you all get some, because there's still some copper pennies. You can sort through them and pass them on to those who you love. And you can say, wow, we used to use these pennies. Frank Underhill, thanks so much. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.